This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
The bottom line is something's up.
Now, I realize it's fashionable in some circles to believe that no one in government should encourage others to read the Bible. That we're told that we'll violate the constitutional separation of church and state established by the Founding Fathers in the First Amendment. The First Amendment was not written to protect people and their laws from religious values. It was written to protect those values from government tyranny.
1-1-0.
This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
It's all heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on. A lot of races. Yes, it's that time again. The blue wave has been reduced to a blue drip. Drip, drip. Is it Chinese water torture? It has been reduced. I just made that up. You know, this is one of these kind of days. Grievance 40 today for New California. Grievance 40. We're in 40 weeks of this. And what a shout out to everybody in New California, all those readers that have been going out to all the counties and reading on the steps as we've asked, committing a lot of time and money and effort to do this and making change because people are listening. That's the funny thing about these grievances. You don't know who's listening, right? Or you know, and people are listening. They're listening quite well, thank you very much. Yeah, it's interesting as we sit here in the catbird seat, so to speak, as we sit back and realize that it is our language, the language of many of the grievances are being picked up in other places, other radio shows and other venues. Even as far as the White House, it's kind of interesting. So a shout out to all of those that are listeners and pay attention to these grievances because they have meaning and substance. The blue wave is no more. We're officially declaring the blue wave a drop. A lot of hype about it, but it doesn't mean we let up. We cannot let up. Nope, we have to call it back. You know, when you have yesterday, you had what a... I'm going to give him 1,000 people. I'll give him 1,000 people. Obama was in Las Vegas. And it was woeful. Oh, here's the great communicator. No one's believing in socialism, communism, as we have seen. He's going to get the crushing defeat of this man in the midterms and his ideology and the ilk that goes along with him. All these totalitarians, it's over. It's over. It's going to end with this blue wave, and what's going to happen to these people that are in this caravan? That's a big question. Highly sophisticated organization has put this whole blue wave, the caravan wave together. I guess that's the remnants of the wave, starting with Central and South America. This has to be a coordinated. This is something they've tried to make it seem like AP and these clowns. They've tried to make it seem like this is just some sort of spontaneous event, and people are fleeing for freedom. And of course, I think we've all about had it with this illegal invasion by foreign nationals. I think we've just about all had it. And I think the country's fed up and saying, no, nine yet, not a no more. I think that's what we're seeing. And it's going to be a good thing. We can open up the phone lines in case you want to comment. 215-867-8255. That's going to be opening up in just a few minutes. 215-867-8255. That's 215-TOP-TALK. 215-TOP-TALK. We can get that whole thing operational here. And you can comment on that. But also, of course, the winning thing that happened in Texas last night. I don't know how many 20,000 or so that appeared in the stadium or in the venue. And then outside, there's thousands more. They had 100,000 requests to see Trump speak. 100,000 requests. And it didn't happen. Because they didn't have enough room. And then, of course, only 1,000 maybe? I'll give them 1,000? Now, there's a trend there, my friend. You have Obama. They trot out Obama in Orange County, Anaheim Convention Center, about a month and a half ago. And they say there were 700. The venue held. It was upstairs. Can't remember the ballroom. B, I think, upstairs at the convention center in Anaheim. It's a small venue. I mean, I've been there. I've done conventions or things to myself there professionally. But it was terrible. They say 750, but the word I had in the room was it was more like 500, and they had everybody really bunched in tight to give you that kind of camera thing where it looked like there were a lot of people there. So this is my point, is that there is no there for Obama. It's over for him. No one's listening, which is a good thing. After this election and the sweeping victories that we're going to have, especially out here in California, we're going to do an assessment. We did an assessment last week for NewCaliforniaState.com. I'm sorry, it's New California State. We did an assessment a week and a half ago of what the possibilities of open available seats in which we could possibly see victories for Republicans in California. You see, California has been woefully misrepresented, underrepresented in terms of the Republican service. In the House of Representatives for years, we've been a deep blue state. So, you know, gosh, there's 53 seats available in the House of Representatives, and 53 seats, well, guess what? 14 held by Republicans and 39 by Democrats. Now, that's really fair and square, isn't it? And, of course, with the fraudulent election system out here, you can see exactly how that all plays out. So we did this assessment and said, okay, within reach, a week and a half ago, how many seats could there possibly be? And again, when we played this out, we were broadcasting this information that, you know, gosh, it would be nice if the. In fact, we had Tana Gertz on the show, which we're going to have a reappearance by her, who was Trump's Iowa campaign manager during the general, and she's going to return back and start, I guess, next month, or January 1st, for the campaign for 2020. But the issue is that when we were taking a look at these seats, we found that there were 30 plus seats that were in doubt, and now within striking distance, either in or striking distance. That was our assessment. 30 seats that could go to the Republicans in California. Now, I know you're hearing this out there in the hinterlands of New York and Boston. We have listeners in Boston. I'm like, wow. In other parts of the country, this is significant because if we can go to 30 seats in the House of Representatives from California, that's enormous. But now, this is where New California comes into play. And this is one of our focus. When you take a look, and by the way, Victor Davis Hanson, who I had dinner with on Saturday night, Victor Davis Hanson says it very well, you know, Mexifornia and so on. And he says it now very, very clearly. He's been on Tucker Carlson and many times. And it's interesting, but he says about there's an elite coastal California, and then there's the rest of California. And the rest of California, you don't understand, is really poverty-stricken. There's a lot of poverty in California, and, of course, the highest rate in terms of welfare and so on. We know that. And he was pleading the case for New California. He didn't know. I mean, it was the first time I've ever met him, and he's heard about New California. But, not to be confronted by myself, and we had staff there and other people that were supporters of New California. It was kind of interesting. And I had a very good show of it, by the way. But the big thing is, the key thing is that he was mentioning that. He was talking about it. He was really just talking about New California. And so when you take a look at it in that perspective, you take a look at California and New California and concern yourself with the fact that New California is all rural for the most part and represents the rural lands. Well, you know, you have really about, in terms of just straight up rural counties, gosh, you got about 48 of them. Really? You do. Now, that means every county has a county registrar and every county counts its own votes. The bulk of the votes that have been coming in have come in from the urban areas, the highly dense counties, such as Los Angeles, parts of Orange County, San Francisco, San Bernardino, and Riverside areas. Those are the areas in which the voter fraud that we've been talking about has existed in California, especially Los Angeles County. They got 11, 12 million people. The rest of it, of course, is scattered in the other counties. Now, there's one key thing that they did not do when they took Reynolds versus Sims and applied it to the counties and the state governments, which broke the model for federal representation. You know why you have two senators for each state and populations differ? They did that. It used to be that model applied to the states. What Reynolds versus Sims, the court decision in 1964, eliminated that. So senators in states actually became de facto representatives, representing people, not their counties. So they did not take that away from the county registrar voters. And here is the plus for Donald Trump. Here is the plus for the red wave in California. These county registrars that are in the rural areas of California, they're not corrupt. The system there is not corrupt, which means these seats are going to go red. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Attention business owners and independent companies.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
$1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
The dictator, I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Breslin and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're happy to say that we haven't seen it yet, but I mean, I saw the preview copy of Epoch Times. Epoch Times in New York has put in quite a big spread on New California. And again, following up on our convention in Irvine, California, 2 weeks ago, the Epoch Times has produced another article, stunning article. It's a great article. Of course, I approve it. You know, they don't send it to be approved, of course. I mean, they write it and send it out. But, you know, it's a very, very good article that points to a number of really positive things for New California. And they have 15 million readers a day. That's a pretty good chunk, actually. It's actually more than that if you go on the internet and stuff like that. But they print a lot of these things every single day. And I'll tell you, they are filling a niche that, of course, the mainstream media has long walked away from. They've walked away from this because of their liberal attitudes. That's really what it is. And they don't do their work. You know, it's really, Nan Su and these other reporters that I have been in contact with from Epoch Times have done an absolutely excellent job of sussing facts out. They call and ask questions. They confront you in a positive way, in a way that's not going to, because you're a conservative, you're evil mentality. Or, you know, what they're doing is they're actually doing real research. And that's why it's, you know, I was telling one of our colleagues here, Paul Taylor, actually, Senator, I was saying this, Paul, I said, you know, this is really scary stuff. They're like reporting like real news. I said, this is like it used to be in the old days. And he looks, he goes, I know. I said, this looks like it's democratic. This looks like it's democratic. Oh, gosh forbid. I mean, see, a lot of you youngers don't understand. I think the millennials, 35 and under, do not understand. There's a difference between the Democrats that call themselves Democrats today, which are progressives, progressive communist socialists. That's what these are. Versus Democrats of old. You know, I used to have a lot of Democratic friends that were Democrats. They were reasonable people. They had liberal ideas, you know, like freedom of speech, freedom of the press. Talk to Google, right? And, of course, Google views himself on the Democratic side today. Well, I mean, hello. They offer real freedom of press on Google and YouTube and Facebook and all that, right? Isn't that correct? They offer, oh, that's where freedom is. That's where the liberal notion of freedom of speech and freedom of the press and everything else has gone to die, actually, now. But back in the day, Democrats, that was liberal to them, freedom of speech, literally freedom of speech. Now they've twisted it, of course, into a communist notion of totalitarianism. And it's really interesting working with the folks at Epoch Times. They get it. Many of them have escaped communist China. And they get it. They really, 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 really get it. There's a wave of minorities, and again, Asians in particular. And I think this is really the reason why. I made the connection to the dots in the last hour of how I used to see it as a school superintendent administrator in the 90s, that we would see less and less white males that are graduating from high school being admitted into the UC system. and the CSU, so that's the University of California system, the California State University system, as it's called, two different systems of colleges in California. And we were seeing open discrimination by these colleges. I mean, open discrimination meaning that at that time, the minority students, which were being focused on, were black, and then it was black, Hispanic, and then Asian. And that was kind of that order. And then it was, so the priority in what we were seeing is we were seeing white females being admitted, blacks, male and female, and then Hispanics, male and female, and then Asian. And so the white boys were just being put to the back of the bus, literally. That's what we say. Well, another, we would make the comment after we'd go through the enrollment period and stuff like that, and they'd break out, and we'd find out who got enrolled and who got to college and all that stuff in place. And we'd say, well, another white one gone at the back of the bus. So the priority shifted. And in fact, Ward Conley brought out Prop 206, as I was mentioning, and that was to prevent that, stop that, discrimination of all kinds. Because discrimination is not what we're about. So then they just blew past that, and they said, well, we'll just discriminate against white women. So enrollment of white women went down, where black and Hispanic went up. But then all of a sudden, blacks went down. So it would, all of a sudden, more people going to the back of the bus based upon race. You get it? And then Hispanics. And then the Asians. And in fact, there's a vestige of that right now at Harvard with this lawsuit in Harvard. The open discrimination against Asian students. And who's getting the other end of that? A lot of illegal immigrants. Well, that's what was happening in the UC system. And that's why we call it California cleansing. It's a variety of ethnic cleansing from the universities. That spilled over into hiring, where illegal foreign nationals, not only were they getting priority, and again, the strike everybody had against them, the commonality that they had was you were a U.S. citizen. So if you're a U.S. citizen, you got replaced by an illegal foreign national, either in school or in jobs. And, of course, the job discrimination right now that's going on in California is replete, and no one's doing anything about it. Yeah, there's no agencies that are doing anything about this. The prevention, it's just openly being done. They're replacing American citizens with illegal foreign nationals. And okay, so that's what's that's what's going to happen in the other parts of the nation. They're sensing that now. They're getting that. That's one of the reasons why there's so much pushback against all this stuff. And they'll continue to be pushback. So when we start talking about what the population is supposed to look like and how it's supposed to be, especially if you're taking a look at, as I was mentioning about Victor Davis Hanson, the elite part of California and the rural part of California, and this election that's coming up right now, you have a rise in everything that's going on. But I want to get back to the Epoch Times thing because, you know, one of the reasons that if you take a look at the Chinese discrimination or the Asian discrimination that's going on, the Asian discrimination that's going on is against American citizens. Get it? American citizens. And also, as I've discovered with these Epoch Times folks, it's against them too. And many of them are from China, and they're being openly discriminated against, even though they're legal foreign nationals. And they all have, they're here for, they all have the proper papers. They're here legally. They can't get a job doing anything else. There's open discrimination against them. And what's the commonality then? If you've got open discrimination against legal immigrants from Asia, especially China, the Chinese government hates these people because, especially those that are seeking asylum or citizenship here in this country, because they have turned against their communist nation. And they want nothing more than to get them back and execute them. In some of the stories I've been hearing from some of my Asian friends, and I've heard these stories for years, I was involved with the boat people who came across in the 70s from Vietnam and Cambodia and all that stuff, and hired many and worked alongside many, and their students, their kids were my students. Incredible stories of survival. And they were escaping communism. These are real asylum seekers, not like what we're seeing right now with this Pueblo Sin Frontera business. This is all a staged event. It's all a staged event. So if you're here legally, you don't get the jobs. So these staged event people do. Something wrong with that picture. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
319-2547.
The notion that I can just suspend deportations through executive order, that's just not the case.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston at the Agenda 21 Show.
website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. Now, we are going to read the grievance. Grievance number 40. This is it. We declare victory over the state of California. And New California is going to rise. Now, it's kind of interesting, ladies and gentlemen, New California rising. Another one of our little slogans out there, New California Rising. This is not the end of the grievances. Nope. We have found that the grievances are so successful that we want to continue the success of the grievances. Does that make sense to you? We want to be successful grievers. That's the notion. Successful grievers. Okay, so now, how does that work? Well, we do another 55 grievances. Now, we're going to let the counties up to their own devices for 55 grievances, each county. And we are going to do a default grievance by the New California. We will be writing those. However, our grievances will be conducted by the counties themselves, which will be wonderful. It'll be a wonderful thing. Okay, so anyway, because counties have grievances too against the state, but the focus will be grievances against the state and not necessarily the county. Because here's the deal, as you really view it, when you have a grievance against the state and you're the county, then you're the county and you have a grievance against the state. That's my point. It's the state which is the root of all evil. At least that's our position. So no grievance for you, counties. I mean, against you. It's going to be against the state. Now, it's kind of interesting. The Dems have absolutely nowhere to go. They really don't. It's kind of, how long have we waited for these moments, right? Let's just relish these moments as much as possible. Let there be no doubt about it. We want to relish these moments. Now, as we take a look at grievance number 40, I want to try and spell it out as best as we possibly can for those that listen to grievances from New California, because we think it's really important, obviously. These grievances tell a story, basically, of the entire nation, not just California, and how we in New California are yearning for liberty and freedom. It does give direction to those that lead, as it should, and we pray that we actually are striking a chord with those that are leading, that they are listening to these grievances, especially at the federal level. And now, I'm not a federalist in the standpoint of always have federal power over state power. Come on, I'm a state guy, of course. I believe in state autonomy. I believe in county autonomy. I believe in autonomy. I don't believe in this business of centralized government, which is exactly what we have here. The centralization of power is quintessential as to why the founding fathers wanted to break away and not become a part of Great Britain any longer and be influenced by King George. It was a central part of the tenet of California's early independence bid in 1836, not talked about. But it's true. It's a fact. The Californios of Alta California seeking independence in 1836 wrote a Declaration of Independence in their main grievance. And who were they trying to declare independence from? They were trying to declare independence from the centralized government of Mexico. California's story is independence from Mexico, not to be dominated by Mexico or any Latin American country. That was never in the plan for the United States of America. However, those that came late to the bidding in Mexico turned Mexico against the United States of America, which Mexico is not a country that's really friendly to California or the rest of the United States. They want to dominate and control California and the rest of the southern states. They think they got burned after the war of between the United States and Mexico, and they did not. And they think that there's a claim by indigenous people, and there is not, of those southwestern states, and there is not. That's something completely contrived by activist communists and national socialists. Yes, Nazis in Mexico and South America and Central America. And now we have, of course, Islam there working together to destroy this country. That's really what it comes down to. The founding fathers knew that there would be times like this in states. And so that when they wrote the Constitution, they put assurances in that this nation, the United States of America, through what was called the Supremacy Clause, one of the articles of the Constitution, would ensure that the glue, the legal framework of our states would stay together in their own borders. Every state would have their own border. And you see, the big thing that these totalitarians want to do, these Marxists, these Nazis, these Islamists, these religionists, what they want to do is break down the border, which is exactly what we're seeing play out right in front of our faces now, isn't it? That's why Donald Trump was railing against the Democrats in his speeches. Hello? Because they're open borders. And who wants open borders? The communists, the Nazis, the socialists, the religionists. They all want open borders. Why? Because it'll destroy the Union of States of the United States of America. And that's their goal. You break one border down, you break them all down. And that's what they're trying to do right now. And what are they doing at California and Texas? Go figure. And what were the parallels in history of California and Texas in 1836? Both were seeking and yearning for independence from Mexico. You know, there's a reason why both states are known as the republics of Texas and California. Because actually, they were their own nation state for a while. California, only 22 days, but they still were. In Texas for 10 years, 1836 to approximately 1848. 1846 in that region. Now, there's also another reason why there are stars on the flags of California even today, and also the Lone Star flag of Texas. You see, the original flag of California by the Californios in 1836 when they declared independence was a Lone Star. A big red Lone Star. There were two Lone Star states, California and Texas. As two republics. The parallels in history are striking. And what are they trying to do now? Invade both. You see, if you follow their logic, they're invading California and invading Texas to take it back. For Aslan.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again.
can. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547. 547.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Also, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. You can email me, paul at 821r.com. That's paul at 821r.com or paul at newcaliforniastate.com. You can do that. Yep. Grievance number 40. This is, of course, the 40th in a series of 40 grievances. This is the first 40. We have made a conscious decision to go ahead and move on with an additional 55 grievances. Why? Because they've been highly successful in bringing a level of understanding of what we're really trying to do to the nation, actually. And we are getting reception now from all parts of the country, and we really do appreciate that. We know that we have many places in part of the country that pick up the grievances and read them on their own. And we send them by email to them every morning around 5 or 5:30. On Tuesdays at 11 o'clock, these will be read. Of course, Tuesday morning, you go out. Anyway, this grievance number 40, Declaration of Grievance, I'm going to read it to you here in a second, but first I want to preface it because I think it this is the ending of the series of 40, but the beginning of 55 more. There will be a total of 95 grievances against the state of California. It's not the federal government. It's not any county. It's the state of California. And that's the focus of these grievances. Why? Because our beef is with the state of California. And that's why we want to form a new government, because there's a tyranny that exists here of all sorts, economic tyranny and so on. So that's where we come from in terms of our grievances. Now, the whole grievance will be posted up on newcaliforniastate.com and also Agenda 21 Radio, so you can see that. Notice to all Californians, Grievance 40, October 23rd, 2018. New California is a new state in development, exercising its constitutional right to form from the state of California. The process to form New California is authorized and codified in Article 4, Sections 3 and 4 of the United States Constitution. Article 4, Section 3 states, new states may be admitted by this Congress into this union, but no new states shall be formed or erected within the jurisdiction of any other state, nor any state be formed by the junction of two or more states or parts of states without the consent of the legislatures of the states concerned, as well as that of the Congress. The citizens of New California have decided to remedy the abuse of power by the government of California by exercising their right to form a new state provided in United States Constitution Article 4, Sections 3 and 4. We are determined to live under a state government in the United States of America and under the Constitution of the United States. New California State Declaration of Independence of January 15, 2018 states the following. Whenever any form of government becomes destructive, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and to institute new government. When a long train of abuses and acts to seize and hold the people's power without legal authority and pursuing invariably the same object, that clearly demonstrates a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for the future security. So it is the history of the past and present governor and government of California, who have a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of a tyranny over the counties of New California and the state of California. Whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to seek a constitutional remedy to the abuse of powers, unquote. Preamble of the New California State Constitution states the following. We, the representatives of the undersigned counties within the state of California, do acknowledge and humbly invoke the favor of Almighty God for continued civil and religious liberty to ourselves and our posterity, seek a republican form of government, protection against foreign invasion and domestic violence guaranteed by Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution, and all privileges and immunities of citizens in the several states guaranteed by Article 4, Section 2 of the United States Constitution, ordain and establish New California as a fully vested state of union of states in the United States of America. The First Amendment of the United States Constitution states the following. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. And so the counties of New California have brought forward 40 grievances against the government of California and will bring forward 55 additional grievances to be announced in public on Tuesday at 11 a.m. State of New California Grievance 40. Declaration of Grievance Statement of Facts. The people of California are suffering from a tyrannical communist state government which fails to provide a republican form of governance, enables and supports across its southern border the invasion of the United States of America by illegal foreign nationals and protects vicious criminals who commit outrageous acts of violence upon the citizens of America, all caused by a government of and for a monoparty system led by a tyrannical dictator who openly defies federal law. California state government is in direct violation of the following. United States Constitution, Article 4, Section 4. The United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion and on application of the legislature or of the executive whenever the legislature cannot be convened against domestic violence. United States Constitution, Article 6, Section 2. This Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made or which shall be made under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land. And the judges in every state shall be bound by thereby anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary notwithstanding. Insurrection. The government of California, the current governor monoparty system, along with local officials, are following a coordinated design with the intent to actively engage in acts of insurrection against the United States Constitution. The Insurrection Act of 1807 is a United States federal law that governs the ability of the President of the United States to deploy military troops within the United States to put down lawlessness, insurrection, and rebellion. The law states in part under Section 333, Major Public Emergencies Interference with State and Federal Law, A, use of armed forces in major public emergencies. 1. The president may employ the armed forces, including the National Guard and Federal Service, to A. restore public order and enforce the laws of the United States when, as a result of natural disaster, epidemic, or other serious public health emergency, terrorist attack or incident, or other condition in any state or possession of the United States, the president determines that 1. domestic violence has occurred to such an extent that the constituted authorities of the state or possession are incapable of maintaining public order, and 3. such violence results in a continuation described in paragraph 2, or B. suppresses in a state any insurrection, domestic violence, unlawful combination, or conspiracy if such insurrection, violation, combination, or conspiracy results in a condition in paragraph 2. This is paragraph 2. A condition described in this paragraph is a condition that A, so hinders the execution of laws of a state or possession as applicable and of the United States within the state or possession, that any part or class of its people is deprived of a right, privilege, immunity, and protection named in the Constitution or secured by law, and the constituted authorities of that state or possession are unable, fail, or refuse to protect that right, privilege, or immunity, or to give that protection, or B, opposes or obstructs the execution of the laws of the United States or impedes the course of justice under those laws. Sounds like that's what's going on. In any situation covered in paragraph 1B, the state shall be considered to have denied the equal protection of the laws secured by the Constitution. Process. Isn't that something else that we're talking about here just a little bit, huh? Existential threat to the territorial integrity of the United States of America. The citizens of California owe their primary allegiance to the United States of America and are daily put at risk of their safety and security by the damage the rogue government of California has perpetrated on the territorial integrity of the California border, which is also the border of the United States. This crime threatens to disaffect us from our common bond to other states in the Union. The governor is guilty of California's incessant violation of federal laws that have caused grievous crimes to be committed against its own citizens. Illegal acts and tactics utilizing Marxist-Leninist Maoist revolutionary tactics, the communist California governor monoparty system, and local government officials support and celebrate these tactics as a means to introduce and subvert all aspects of California government and civil society in an attempt to destroy the state of California and break down the sovereignty of the Union of States of the United States of America. Therefore, the California communist government, in conjunction with the communist state executive instituted wherever the current communist governor has imposed power, has created a reign of terror on United States citizens living in California with the intent to secede from the United States and thus destroy the very Union of States which secures liberty and freedom. Abdication of authority, betrayal by the sitting communist governor of California, the monoparty legislature, and local elected officials is evidence of abdication of the responsibilities of authority and sovereignty over the state and citizens of the United States living in California. Our prayer. The citizens of New California State pray for the president to exercise his authority under the Insurrection Act of 1807 to end the tyranny being foisted upon the United States citizens living in California State. This concludes these proceedings. So ends Grievance 40. I think we're making a statement here. We need help. We need help to save this union. And we pray that the president will take action to preserve the union as we are being invaded right now. The first time in American history we have been invaded in modern era, in this nature, the first time in this nature, of course, in this fashion, but it is an invasion. It's a well-thought-out invasion, and they want to, make no mistake about it, destroy this country. We have to act. And we, the citizens of New California, have been acting. We think we're doing the right thing. We think we're peaceably following the Constitution to make a peaceable transition of government, not a violent one. And we hope and pray that that does not happen. We hope that peaceful solutions to these issues will prevail. But we will remain firm as a new state in this union of states that we call the United States of America. Make no mistake about it. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And please email me, Paul at a21r.com, if you have any questions or anything like that. And thanks for listening. Oh, yeah, by the way, newcaliforniastate.com. Visit that one. Epoch Times, big article about New California. Stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are one union of states of the United States of America.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.